Here now with the news in detail is Susan Jackson.
A post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out on the body of a man who was found outside a house in Dundalk in County Louth yesterday. Gardaí have appealed for witnesses. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
The body of the man, aged in his 30s, was found outside a house at Duhia Roden in Dundalk town just after 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. Gardaí attended the scene, which remains sealed off, and a technical examination was carried out. The man's body was removed to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where a post-mortem examination is expected to take place today. Gardaí are awaiting the results of this before determining the course of their investigation. And they've appealed to witnesses or anyone who may have camera footage from the Duhia Roden or Domain Road areas of Dundalk overnight on Wednesday into Thursday morning to contact them. A senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead the investigation and an incident room has been set up at Dundalk Garda Station.
Significant flooding and hazardous travelling conditions are expected in counties Dublin, Wexford and Wicklow during a status orange rain warning that comes into effect this afternoon. A number of other counties in the south and east can expect heavy rain under a yellow rain warning, which starts this morning. Eleanor Burnhill reports.
From 9 a.m, Met Erin says rain will come in from the south, falling on already saturated ground in Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. Counties along the east coast will also be under the same yellow weather warning from 11 a.m, turning to an orange warning, the second highest level, from 2 p.m. for rain in Dublin, Wexford and Wicklow, with hazardous travelling conditions and significant flooding possible. Local authorities have deployed their severe weather assessment teams. Dunleary Rathdown County Council says its crews will be inspecting all major watercourses and removing any large debris that could pose a flood risk. In Fingal, crews have been clearing leaves and gullies to help alleviate flooding problems. In Wicklow and Wexford, the Irish Farmers Association has warned its members to move their animals and machinery back from river basins, especially around the Avonmore River and the Slaney.
The BBC has apologised for the editing of a speech by the US President Donald Trump, which appeared on its Panorama programme in 2024. However, it's rejected President Trump's demands for compensation after his lawyers threatened to sue the BBC for $1 billion in damages unless a retraction and apology was published. Peter Ferris reports.
Earlier this week, Mr. Trump said the BBC had defrauded the public over the edit, which made it appear as if he was explicitly urging people to attack the US Capitol on the 6th of January 2021. The BBC chairman, Samir Shah, has sent a personal letter to the White House to apologise for the editing, and lawyers for the BBC have written to the president's legal team. A spokesperson for the corporation said it sincerely regrets the manner in which the video clip was edited and that it would like to apologise to President Trump for what it called that error of judgment. But they added the BBC strongly disagrees there is a basis for a defamation claim. The station said it will not air the Panorama episode again on any of its platforms and has published a retraction on the programme's web page. The BBC is awaiting a response from Donald Trump.
Russia has launched a large-scale missile and drone attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, and other areas of the country. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said four people were killed in what he called a calculated attack. Emergency services said at least 24 others were wounded and more than 40 people have been rescued from buildings. An official said critical infrastructure was targeted in the attacks. Israel has received the body of one of the last four hostages held in Gaza from the Red Cross as part of a ceasefire deal with Hamas. The coffin was handed over in Gaza to the Israeli army last night. Forensics experts confirmed the body was that of 73-year-old Meni Goddard. Hamas said the body was found in Khan Yunis in the south of the territory. Almost a quarter of a million people living in the UK applied for an Irish passport last year, the highest number since the UK formally left the European Union. Figures provided by the Department of Foreign Affairs show that over 242,700 people applied for an Irish passport in 2024. More than half of the applications were from people living in Northern Ireland. Finally, puffins have been found nesting on a County Antrim nature reserve for the first time in 25 years. The discovery was made by Ulster Wildlife on the Isle of Muck off Isle of Magee and has been hailed as a major milestone in the recovery of the vulnerable seabirds in the region. The comeback is the result of a seabird recovery project launched by the Nature Conservation Charity in 2017 to remove invasive brown rats, the biggest threat to seabird eggs and chicks from the tiny island.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a windy day, wet too across Munster and Leinster, with widespread rain becoming heavier through the day with flooding expected in places. Drier across Ulster and Connacht with some bright spells, highest temperatures of 7 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that northeasterly winds will reach gale force 8 today on Irish coastal waters from Belfast Lough to Roches Point to Rosson Point and on the Irish Sea. Overnight becoming confined to Irish coastal waters from Belfast Lough to Carlingford Lough to Wicklow Head and from Valentia to Slinehead to Rosson Point and on the Irish Sea.